A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Chalaos, and today for Jeff Kaplan, partly cloudy skies and 93 degrees downtown. KSL's top story this hour. The CDC is again changing its recommendations on mask wearing for people who are fully vaccinated. If you live in a high transmission area, the agency says you should be masked when inside a public setting, vaccine or not. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says it's mostly because of the Delta variant and people in COVID hotspots should take extra precautions.
CDC recommends community leaders encourage vaccination and universal masking to prevent further outbreaks in areas of substantial and high transmission.
The CDC is also recommending universal mask wearing in all schools since children under 12 cannot be vaccinated yet. We begin our team coverage with ABC's Karen Travers, who has reaction from the president.
President Biden says in a new statement that new guidance from the CDC is, quote, another step on our journey to defeating this virus. In a nod to concerns of a significant step backward, the president said more vaccinations and mask wearing in the hardest hit areas right now will enable the country to avoid the lockdowns, shutdowns, school closures and disruptions of 2020. The president adding, quote, unlike 2020, we have both the scientific knowledge and the tools to prevent the spread of this disease. We are not going back to that. Karen Travers, ABC News. Washington.
Our team coverage continues with ABC News contributor Dr. John Brownstein, who says the latest surge presented new data for the CDC to consider.
Delta has really changed the game. I know the American people are going to feel like whiplash, like, wait, you just said that mask, you know, we can remove the mask if you're vaccinated, but that was really before Delta.
Utah doctors are reacting to the revised CDC mask guidance, and our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are up in Utah. The Delta variant is spreading, and our ICU capacity is at 85%.
And unfortunately, what is necessary to control that degree of outbreak is increased precaution.
Precautions such as masks. Intermountain Healthcare infectious disease specialist Dr. Brandon Webb says a few months down the road, we know this Delta variant is more transmissible. On top of that, vaccinations have leveled off, leaving much of the country unprotected, and now we don't have the same amount of hospital staff to care for this new wave of patients. Dr. Webb says a lot of healthcare workers have left the profession.
It's very difficult to be a healthcare hero anymore.
Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Again, the CDC recommendations call for masking indoors regardless of vaccination status if you live in a high transmission area. Now, according to the CDC, all but seven Utah counties fall under that high transmission designation. Adding to the confusion, Utah Department of Health reports only seven counties are areas of high transmission. In Europe, plans for so-called COVID passports are being met with frustration. ABC's Inez de la Quatera explains from Paris.
After the French Parliament passed a controversial law introducing COVID passports required for bars, restaurants, museums, theaters, movies, and even swimming pools, thousands took to the streets. In Italy, a similar law goes into effect next week, also prompting criticism. And the UK is also considering implementing a COVID pass this fall. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Speaking of masks, a Texas man pleaded guilty in a scheme to make money off non-existent masks. ABC's Alex Stone has details.
It was April of 2020 when prosecutors say 56-year-old Ariel Doolittle of Houston tried to sell 50 million 3M N95 masks to the Australian government, but in reality, he didn't have them. The Australian government agreed to pay over $317 million for the masks, but the transaction was disrupted before the money was sent. A federal judge is accepting the plea, and Doolittle will be sentenced in October. He faces up to 5 years in jail until that hearing. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Developing news on KSL News Radio. Another flash flood warning for slot canyons and washes along Hole in the Rock Road outside of Escalante this afternoon. This includes the Egypt's Peekaboo and Spooky Canyons, as well as the upper basin of Coyote Gulch. We are learning this afternoon that the Heber City Police Chief has been placed on administrative leave. City Mayor Kellyn Potter said the city is reviewing an internal complaint against Chief David Booth. KSL.com reports he has been on leave for at least 3 weeks. No further information about the investigation is being released at this time. Businesses across the country are desperate to hire, but some people say they still can't find a job.
Not all industries have a worker shortage. That's from the spokesman of Utah Department of Workforce Services, Nate McDonald. He says you may need to look further afield if you can't find an opening.
Now, maybe it's not exactly what you want, but it still utilizes some of the training that you've received.
He says the most important thing for anyone, especially new graduates, is just getting experience. You may need to be creative by finding a job in a field you hadn't previously considered, but it will still use the skill set you have. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
If you want to be an astronaut, there are some new requirements. This comes as commercial space flights are becoming more available. The FAA requires a person who is a crew member to have been a crew member on an FAA licensed flight when they went at least 50 miles above the Earth or about the Earth. It also adds that the flight must be essential to public safety or contributed to human spaceflight safety. NASA has an entirely different definition of who qualifies as an astronaut. Ricky Meese, you said things are picking up out there. Does that mean we have some problems out there on the roads?
Yeah, we do. We have a crash in Box Elder County, southbound I-15, south of Willard Bay. It has caused a little bit of backup. But now we have right lanes blocked due to a vehicle fire eastbound to I-80 at Lambs Canyon in Parleys. And even though we have a couple of right lanes blocked, we're still not seeing any kind of major backups. And fire crews are on the scene. They have this vehicle fire doused, but they're going to be there for a few minutes to make sure it's completely cleaned up. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
You got to love autocorrect. It says near Party Summit, and it's no party if there's a car fire. I'm telling you that, near Parley Summit. Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, we'll tell you how you should be mowing your lawn. His Minute of News is coming up next.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.